meet Georgia Love.
People have never ever believed that my surname's actually Love. It sounds like a made-up thing, but it's me. So I'm Love by name. I suppose I'm just yet to be Love by nature.
Well, Georgia Love, former Win News TV reporter for Hobart, is seeking love on a national level tonight in The Bachelorette, which will be very interesting to see her journey. And something that is interesting and caught my attention is that Georgia used to date one of our good friends of the show who joins me now, and you certainly know who he is. It's the tattooed tenor, Matthew Garwood. Matthew, is it true you used to date Georgia Love, The Bachelorette?
We did go out for a little while, yes. It was a few years ago now.
Okay, and how do you feel about your ex-girlfriend being on national TV?
Well, I think it's a really great opportunity for her. Obviously, she's got some stories going out about how she's been a bit unlucky in love, so what better opportunity than to go on a nationally high-rating television program to have a bit of a look around.
Well, Matthew, I'm sure you've seen in the promos leading up to the premiere tonight how she's mentioned that she's been unlucky in love in the past and had her heart broken. Are you to blame for that?
Heck no. No, definitely not. I read in her last Elle magazine interview, she did say that we weren't serious. So I can't worry too much about it.
So
like
you
that.
Weren't serious?
That's what she said, yeah.
So you literally dated as in boyfriend, girlfriend for a period of time. How long was it?
Her interview said about 6 months. So yeah, it was about six, seven, a few flings after that. But
okay, and we're going back, what, 2, 3 years, 5 years?
When was it? Like maybe 2000.
You just have to go through all the ex-girlfriends there, Matthew. Do you just go through the black book there for us and find her page?
Mate, I haven't gone out with anyone since, and there's a good reason for that, I think. But
well, that was my next question. In all honesty, you know, she's a nice girl, and I'm sure you certainly would suggest that. But why do you think she's been unlucky in love? Because I know she's had a few partners since you, and they didn't work out either. What is it?
She's quite career-driven. She's been moving around a little bit from Launceston, Melbourne, further out into Raugen and Hobart. So I think because she's so good at what she does with her journalism, that she's constantly striving to get that next job, that higher up, that higher profile job.
Career savvy is what you're saying over a relationship, but now her priorities seem to have changed where she got the career, but now she wants the company.
Yeah, I can definitely confirm that that's part of her journey is finding the job and now finding the fella to go with it.
Now, Matthew, we all have ex-girlfriends in the past, and look, I don't talk to mine. Do you talk to Georgia still?
She sent me a couple of messages when I was at Festivali, and she was there too. But I didn't go and say hello.
Hey Matthew, just one final one. Yeah. How awkward is it going to be out of 10 to see her date other guys on TV? Is that personally awkward for you?
I'm an awkward person to start with, so I won't be watching it deliberately. I'm going to get tagged, and I'm going to see everything enough as it is because we've got enough mutual friends that will share everything. But I'm binging Vikings at the moment, so that's my night.
So you're saying you won't watch an episode at all?
Oh, I've just got other things to do, I think.
Okay. I'm totally in. I'm watching your ex-girlfriend on national TV. Don't worry about that.
It was so long ago too, though, Leroy. It was a really long time ago. So,
we certainly wish.
And apparently we weren't serious, so it doesn't. Nothing
weren't
really
serious,
matter
mate.
Anyway.
I think that stings a bit. I can just hear it in your voice.
But you just don't know. You don't know what to believe. You don't know what's actually been said because there's different stories going around. Like this story said she hadn't had a boyfriend in a year and a half. There's another story out there that she dumped the boyfriend to go on the show. You know, you just can't believe everything you read or everything you hear, you know.
All right.
You
know? Well, Matthew, we appreciate your time and thank you for clearing that up for us because I thought, you know, what better way than to address those rumours is go straight to the source, you being the ex-boyfriend of Georgia Love. So we thank you very much for being open and honest with us this afternoon. And by the way, is there any chance next year you could be the tattooed bachelor?
Well, I'm putting my working out program together. I'm going to head down there and see Sam Wood. He's going to train me up, buff up. I'm going to fill out my T-shirts for the first time in 24 years and, you know, get the six-pack happening, and I might have a chance.
I reckon the line of ladies, the 24 ladies that you'd have a pick from, gee, that'd be some interesting characters, I'd imagine.
I think so too, actually, yeah. They might struggle to get them to sign up first. Who knows?
Matthew Garwood, thank you very much for your time, mate, and we look forward to catching up with you soon.
All right, Leroy, always a pleasure, mate.